Blog Talk Radio.
Either your butt too big, or your pants too long, or your eyes too wide, or your tits too strong. Either you got too much, or you got too less. Either you're underwoman, or you're overdressed. Ha! All those opinions gonna make you. Go on and brush it off, it's just that way. Only thing that matters, I just need to know. You'll only find it in your heart and soul. If you ain't got money, then you're not someone. Either you're too young to matter, or you're way too old. Public opinion is so hot and cold.
So don't you listen to a word they say. They're gonna keep on talking anyway.
Only thing that matters, I just need to know. You'll only find it in your heart and soul.
People gon' say.
People gon' say what they say, yeah. We don't care about that anyway. Brothers United, Inc. presents World AIDS Day Celebration Weekend. The United We Stand, Divided We Fall Ball. Where? Indianapolis, Indiana. Date, December 2nd, 2017. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will start at midnight. Commentators, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Javion Blahnik. Ball promoters, Brothers United, Inc. in conjunction with Father Loco Mizrahi, Ronson Balenciaga, Overseer in Tice Revlon, Prince Roman Mizrahi, Fancy Blahnik, and Sydney 007. Grand prize number one, $1,500. House with the most trophies. Grand prize number two.
The after hours start. DJ. I feel some runway coming on right about now. Excuse me, whose party is this? The vibe is fierce. Excuse me, whose house is this? Excuse me, are you feeling fierce? Excuse me, this party's bumping. Bump what? Bump what? Bump. Excuse me, who's bumping up in here?
Snakes and thieves, every man has his price. It's hell below, who will or won't sell his soul? What's my goal, go to jail and fail? Hell no, in the streets there's a few ways out. Cause face it, time is short, think fast. Will I resort to a life of crime and fast cash? Nah, I'm destined to be king, staying on the right path.
I'm in love.
In the world oppressed, how do I express my very own ghetto Gettysburg address? My platform is a rap song. Black man is politically attacked on the norm. My life surviving at night, I'm riding, smoking, hoping, dreaming, speeding, white lightning, scheming, streets trifling. I keep writing, it gets deeper. My brother's keeper, are we divided? I'm deciding to keep riding.
I'm in love.
Your mind, body, and soul, so
I'm
strong.
In love, but I'm still sad.
Yeah,
I found peace, and I'm not there. All my let's rise.
I'm a black
yeah,
man
come
in
on,
a white
y'all.
World.
Yeah.
I'm a black man in a white world.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Bear with me, I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm back. I apologize for the late start. For those that stuck around, I do appreciate it. There's a lot going on with me mentally and emotionally right now, and I'm going to try to get through this. I actually really want to postpone this show, but it needs to be done because we were not here last week. I apologize for the commercial that I played because that commercial needs to go because that ball is over. Justin was in the queue, but Justin has left me, so I'll probably be here tonight by myself to tackle or to try to get through this night, if I even make it that far. I'm trying to do a lot because I had my computer set up, but then I don't know if it was God saying I don't need to do the show or whatever it is, but my computer went black, and then it went black for about 15 minutes, said I was just playing the music over and over and over again to try to get it to come back, and it finally came back. So I'm trying to switch from my tablet to the big computer so that I can go live from my tablet. I appreciate the people that are here. I don't even know if you can hear me. So if someone, you all can hear me, somebody press 1, let me know that you can hear me. Okay, I do see Justin is in the queue. I'm just going to bring you on. Justin, you're on.
Looks good.
So I had this all set up. Literally, I had it all set up. Went upstairs, talked to Marcus, and it was like 8-something, 9-something. Jumped in the shower, come downstairs at 9:30, and my screen was just black. Then it just would not cut. I kept cutting it on and cutting it off. So then finally I just said, let me unplug it and plug it back in. And that's why I was playing the damn song over and over and over again. I couldn't just bring you on and let you start talking because you didn't know what was going on. You didn't know what was going on. So how are you?
I've been sick all day, but I'm making it, man.
Sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better. For the seven, for the people that are listening from the lot, the people that are on the line, tonight's topics are going to be one of many, but they are serious topics. So tonight, if you're in for a Kiki, this might not be the show for you. We might not even do this show because now I am not even in that mood because I'm trying to get my mind right back for to have that conversation. But because of the devil, I'm just going to say this. I feel real spiritual right now. The devil has just been busy. So tonight's topic was going to be the seriousness of dating apps, the buddy system. For you all that don't know what the buddy system is when you're going to meet somebody off of a social media app, just be it for a hookup, a blind date, coffee, whatever it is. The buddy system is when you tell a friend, you let somebody know where you're going and who you're going to meet, and you give them enough information. You're not hoping that, not wishing that something happens to you, but just in case you don't come back or something should happen, somebody knows somebody will know where you last were and who you were with. That's the buddy system. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about why are so many of us still searching for what we call trade off of these apps or these DL men? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about when meeting someone off a dating app goes wrong, like, i.e., you get robbed. You later find out that they stole your credit. You didn't get robbed right then and there, but you later found out they possibly stole your credit card or something. You hooked up with them, and then they stole something, and then you went back, and they were no longer on. They were still on that app, but they just blocked you from that app or whatever. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about why people feel the need, and we're not going to be judging, and we're not at all going to be judgmental tonight, but we're going to talk about why people feel the need to lie about or feel ashamed about meeting somebody off of a dating app. If you met someone and it didn't go right, share that with someone. So, or if you got robbed, why don't you share that information with other people so that it doesn't happen to so it doesn't happen to someone else? We're going to also talk about why in this community, or right now in this community, when trans women lose their lives, there's a big outcry and there's a pool of emotions for these trans women. But when gay men are killed or something happens to gay men, we don't want to discuss that, or it's brushed under the rug. So why aren't they looked at equally? Those are some of the topics that I wanted to talk about tonight, but I now have to get my mind right because I had to spend the last 30 minutes trying to get the computer to cut on. So those are some of the things we're going to touch on tonight. The reason I wanted to do this topic tonight is because on Wednesday of last week, my son lost his life. By no means am I saying he lost his life because of a social app, because we don't know. We don't have all the answers. But clearly, he was set up to lose his life. He was somewhere where he shouldn't have been to lose his life. So that is one of the reasons that we're going to have. That's one of the reasons, and not only that, then today this morning someone sent something to my inbox, shared something in my inbox where a gentleman in Southeast D.C. Was bound, stabbed, and his apartment was set on fire. So these things, and we hear about people down south, we hear people about all over who are meeting men. We see the posts on Facebook, and we don't sometimes take them serious. Where we see where someone has met someone off of a social app, and they were robbed, they were beaten, they were carjacked. We don't take those things seriously, and we hear about them, but we still continue to do things to keep ourselves not safe when we meet people off of these apps. So those are some of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight. Well, while I try to set up the computer, get my thoughts together, and see if I can switch from there so that I can go live as well while we do this thing. So, Justin, I know you're sick. How was your weekend? Because I haven't even really talked to you. So how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just making it, you know, day by day. I don't know how talkative I'm going to be, but I'm, you know. Day by day, it's the same old for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if there's any callers that right now want to press 1 and say something, you have a question, or you have something you want to say already about what I said the topics were going to be, please press 1, because tonight, in all honesty, if this is not an interactive night, I can have this conversation with Justin, I can have this conversation with Marcus, I can have this conversation with Kelly, I can have this conversation with my friends. Tonight is definitely one of those nights where it needs to be call to participation as well, because tonight, if there is no call of participation, I'm not threatening. If there is no call of participation, Justin's not feeling well, I'm emotionally not here, but I'm here. I don't have to do this show. I can save this show for a whole next season, and this can be this could be the end of the year. This could be the end of the year show, as far as I'm concerned, if there is not caller participation. I am trying to set up so that I can go from my tablet to the big screen. So, so Justin's not talkative. So, I'm going to put y'all on a station identification until I can make this switch, and we will be right back.
About it, we take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the hordes wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV or in your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, she ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heisen and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums, I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back to cats that's me. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you're gonna be older. Way longer than you're gonna be younger.
Eat alive. Money counts.
I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling, till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck street. Trying to own the island, forget about wilding. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the chicks that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit, go, I can spit to get.
Must count, set, lean live. Must count, set, lean ride. Must count, set, keep it nice. You'll see the light. Keep it live. Must count, set, lean live. Must count, set, lean ride.
Yeah.
Okay, we are back. Justin. Hello. Okay, 202-670, we're on the air. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
I just want to say I really appreciate you you having this topic. I don't think people are really taking it seriously. I was made aware of the whole issue on Facebook from I believe his name is Thomas, and he had went on and did like a video kind of making people aware of what was going on. And my whole take on it is that I think if we've kind of come to a point where I think we can all agree to disagree about what we'd consider to be trade nowadays anyway. But I think we've come to a point where these guys have realized that there are a lot of us who can be, I guess, what you consider easy targets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they obviously not picking, you know, the biggest, baddest person to try to, you know, take advantage of. So, I mean, that there is definitely a type of person that they are looking for. And unfortunately, you know, you make a good point. We have to find some way to kind of stick together and really be there for one another. I'm 42 years old and still text a friend when I'm meeting somebody. And sometimes they'll say, "Are you serious?" it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why are you? I'm like, listen, I feel some way about this person, just in case, you know. And, you know, I still do that. I still,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's few and far between that I actually meet somebody like that. But if I get a feeling, I'm going to text a friend. You know what I mean? And God forbid if something happens to me, they 6 o'clock in the morning, if I don't check in and they don't hear from me, they got the address or some type of information. You know, I've heard other people say this, but I'm the same way. I've never really been into trade. So, you know, I've always been a butch queen type. So, but even with that, I've gone into situations where I've gone to meet up with a butch queen. And I get there, and it's like America Horror Story with the person is in there going crazy on Tina. Like, you just,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you never know what you're walking into. You just, it's like you said, it never hurts to let somebody know where you're going, you know, just to be safe. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
And you make a good point. There is never any outcry in the community when these things happen to gay men. You know what I mean? It's always, you know, I'm there for my sister, I'm there for my sister. But it's like, you know, I think because maybe some of these people's cases could be just considered, you know, just, I don't know, whatever. They don't really look at it as being an issue of a person being a hate crime. You know, until you put hate crime on it or something like that, then we don't really get the support of the gay community. And, you know, we, as black people, we know what it is. You know what I mean? We don't have to wait for the community to tell us that we need to be active and do something about this. I don't want to see another one of my brothers or sisters, you know, killed over a hookup. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I really appreciate, like you said, you having a topic. It's not, a kiki topic, so you're probably not going to get a lot of callers, but it's definitely something that's much needed. And, again, I appreciate you having the topic on tonight.
Thank you, Carl. I'm going to put you back
on. I think a lot of times with gay men, we like to be so secretive sometimes about what we do and how we're doing it and what we're doing it with, because we don't want nobody to, number one, spook our piece of trade or find out who he is or where he's from. And in a lot of ways, that's to our detriment, you know what I'm saying? So since that's the case, it leaves us open. Now, do I think I don't think that the alarm is raised as loud for a butch queen as far as a transsexual. I don't think that alarm is raised that loud. But at the same time, a lot of the times when that situation happens with a transgender woman, a lot of times that is because, you know, it's just a happenstance occurrence. Y'all be running around in secret.
Okay.
Y'all love to run around in secret.
And do we run around in secret? I mean, because this is not a judgmental night, but we're running around, some of us are running around in secret because they don't want to be judged, because some of us are put on these airs that we are innocent, or we're innocent. Oh, I don't do that. I'm above that. And those are the main ones that, oh, I'm above that. Oh, I don't use those apps. Those apps are so gorish or whatever the hell that you want to say, so that you can put there your sister or your brother that is going to use that. Because I'm not ashamed to say, yes, I've used Jack. Yes, I've used Adam Adam. I was on BGC. I was on all those things. I don't go to clubs. I don't go to bars. So Jack, BGC, A4A, all of those are my bars. So I don't have a shame, and I'm not going to judge. I'm not judging. I'm the same way you can't judge me for using an app. I can't judge you if you decide that you want to go to a random, you want to go to a neighborhood dive, or you go to a straight club, and you meet somebody, and you take them home. I can't judge you for that choice that you made. But the only thing I can say to you is be careful in the decisions that you make, because there are wolves in sheep clothing that will pretend to be us just to get us. And they're doing that now. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it more and more on Jack. You're hearing about it more and more on Jack. You're hearing more and more on Grindr or Tinder. That these straight boys, these straight men or these men, because they may be gay and they may just hate themselves. Because I've heard stories. I've had friends that were beaten by a hookup that they had, and then after they had, the boy felt guilty because he had, and he snapped and he beat him up. So, I mean, it's a chance that we take with anything that we do out there. When you meet somebody, you have to be smart. But it's not that, it's no need in 2017 going into 18, it's no need to be secretive about going to hook up with somebody. Are you being secretive because you don't mean, because to be sneaky, that makes me think, okay, you being sneaky because you don't want me to, you think that your girlfriend is going to try to have your date or after you have your date? No, not all the time. Because whenever we go away, wherever I go, and I'm me and Justin together, Justin knows where, gets a picture, the phone number, and the address, the room number, whatever, if I'm going to meet somebody. And the same thing goes for him. But I've had that, but my mother taught me that buddy system since I was like 16 and I started going out. If we go to the club together, we all leaving together. If we go to the club and you decide you meet somebody and you're going to know you came with us, you're going to leave with us. And if they want to follow us to your house, or if they want to go where we going, they're going with us. But you came with us, you're going to leave with us. I had a friend named Elias, and I can only thank Elias because I remember one night going out, and I don't drink as much now as I did a long time ago. I can remember meeting a guy. We met off of Adam for Adam. And I don't have no shame in my game. We met off of Adam for Adam. There was a restaurant around the corner from my house. So I said, okay, well, we can meet there. We can have dinner. We can have a drink. And we see where the night goes. I met him at the stable. We had one drink. Then we had two drinks. I mean, I was literally getting drunk to the point that we ended up, my friend and his friend ended up coming there, so we ended up sitting at a table with them. Then we was in the bar so long that we shut the bar down. And I was tore up and we ended up going from the bar to a restaurant to eat. We were all in one car or whatever. And the whole time we at the restaurant, I'm so drunk, I'm now about to fall asleep. That's how drunk I was. And this man literally was going to take me home. And my friend Elias was like, no, we dropping him off at his house. And you can follow us to his house. But because, no, he left his car or whatever. It was something like that. But Elias and him ended up getting me in my house. And I thanked him because I was so out of my mind. That man could have took me, did whatever he wanted in the alley and left me there. Because that's just how drunk I was. And I know that it was, and at that time, I know that was irresponsible of me. And I've learned from that situation. And I have trust and believe I have not done that ever again. But I'm glad that I had a friend with enough sense to be like, no, you are, so you two blitzed out your mind to make any kind of decision to go with anybody right now that you really don't know. So the only thing you're doing is getting in this car and going home. And that's the type of person, that's the type of friend I am to my friends. No, if something does not feel right, and people have to realize this, I have got ready to meet people and a chill or something come over me, and at the very last minute, I called them, or I just didn't show up, or I just didn't go through with it because something at the very last minute said no. But we have to stop being so secretive about certain things about our life. You don't have to. Nobody's going, you're a grown man, you're paying your own bills, you're responsible for yourself. Nobody can judge you if you want to be a thot. If you want to feel thoughtful, then you're an adult. You have that right to feel thoughtful, and you shouldn't have to be ashamed of it. If you're feeling sexual and you want to hook up, you have that right to want to have a hookup and be sexual. Straight people do it all the time, and they do it, and they're not judged. So you shouldn't feel that you need to be judged because you decided that you had an urge and you needed to be itched. But it's at this, we have to stop being so secretive and save our lives and to save other people's lives by telling somebody.
Hello, am I still on?
Yeah, you're still here.
I just wanted to add to what you just said. Going back to when the live I was listening to from the guy Thomas, he was talking about how one of his friends found himself in a situation where you know he met up with a guy. The guy pulled the gun out on him, pistol whipped him with the gun because the gun wouldn't. He tried to shoot him. He actually tried to shoot him. The gun wouldn't shoot, wouldn't fire, and he pistol whipped him. But he was reluctant to report it to the police. And again, my thing is, you know, by keeping that secret, you allowing that person to be able to go and attack other people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I get that some, you know, you may be humiliated, you may be embarrassed, but at the end of the day, you are could be saving a person's life. Like, the gun didn't fire on you, but he could go shoot somebody tonight and the gun, you know, have to pull a gun on somebody that same night and it does fire.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I feel like even if you're reluctant to go file a police report, at least put the report out within our community so we could put it out, you know, amongst our own wire. Even if you don't have all the details, you could describe where you met him, how tall he was, what he looked like, something, so other people could be aware of what's going on. Because, you know, there's no reason to keep something like that a secret.
Absolutely. I mean, that goes back to, I believe with some of these sexual, and I'm not changing the subject, but I believe, like, with some of these women and people that are now saying that they were sexually harassed or sexually assaulted, had you spoke up before now, you could have saved somebody else. Because if you got away, you were the one that got away. And because you got away, you literally had an obligation to tell somebody else, to save somebody else from going down that road. Because, I mean, my thing is this. If I go out on a date with somebody, and this community is small, so everybody's recycled with somebody else's date. If I go out with somebody and it's a bad date, and it's a bad encounter, I'm going to tell my friends about that encounter so that if they meet that person, they know what to expect from this person. Now, granted, every person doesn't do everything with the same people, but at least they know. If you meet somebody and you go over their house and you know that they have a history of setting up cameras and trying to record the things that you do, and you got a girlfriend or you got friends that may possibly be interested in that person, you tell them. You tell them, well, girl, you know that if you take a chance with them, you take a chance that you're going to be on candid camera.
What, Jason, if you're going to bring that out, we could even take it to another level where it's how many times have we heard the conversations from people within the community where they keep talking about these people who've taken advantage of people in their sleep, but they never say names. Like, how is that preventing anyone else from being in harm's way if we never want to put the names out? Like, we never saying who the person is. Like, I don't understand when people, what's the point of even having a conversation if you're never going to really make people aware of what's happening? Like,
So it sounds to a certain degree, those people, don't get me wrong, it's still rape, but they still, I won't say they're for it, but they play a part in it some to a certain degree. Because if you rape me in my sleep, I'm gonna say some shit about it. I'm just not gonna get up and whatever. But if I'm having a conversation with about it, I never let it go. Then I'm complicit in the situation to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Justin, what I'm saying is, like, say for instance, you have a I don't know. You probably don't have no gay kids, but say you have a gay son. Your gay son goes and stays at his gay house father's house or whatever, and something happens to him there, and he tells you. And then you're the only person he's told, and that's as far as it's going as to you, and nothing else is done about it. You know what I mean? They might tell one person, but that's not preventing anyone else from going to that person's house and becoming a victim. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I don't get is, like, how are you protecting other people from being victimized? I don't understand that.
I mean,
they have to be able to speak on this. They have to be able to speak on it.
I mean, to answer your question, caller, because I'm not justifying it, but people in the community, the sad thing is that the people in ballroom know who the people are. That are sleep creepers. They know who they are, and some of them are okay with it, and then some people are, for instance, I'm going to use this for example. So some people are okay with it and not going to say nothing because they sleep creepers. So if they say something about a sleep creeper, they stand the chances of the sleep creeper then throwing them under the bus or exposing them for doing the same thing. So a lot of people, they know, but they keep their mouth shut because they don't want to be attacked, or they don't want their closet door to open up and the skeletons fall out. Now it's not right, but that's just what it is. But people ballroom know, and they secretly tell their kids, don't say it, don't go around this one. And then you got people that secretly set people up and be like, oh, yeah, it's okay for you to spend the night over their house.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess my thing is I'm always looking to explore ways that we can prevent stuff. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to prevention, whether it's ways to protect the, you know, people who are more vulnerable when it comes to meeting these guys, or whether it's, you know, the young people being molested or victimized. Like, I'm always about ways that we can, like that guy Thomas, he brought up a point about, like, how before somebody get in your car, to make sure they ain't got nothing bulging out, you know, side and all this kind of stuff. I don't even think most people think like that. You know what I mean? There's just so many different ways that we can be a little more aware to protect ourselves, and I think that's something, you know, we have to be more, a little bit more vigilant about.
Mhm. But thank you, caller.
All right, thank you.
Caller.
I'll be listening.
I can put you back on hold. Justin. So I'm trying to do multitask and try to fix, because apparently I don't know what the hell is going on with my computer. It's just crazy. So I'm trying to do that and do this and watch switchboard. And why is this thing not connected to the internet? I don't know. But, yeah. So, I mean, J-Rock did say that he was supposed to be, he wanted to be a part of this, but I'm not. If he shows up, he shows up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Again, because a lot of the stuff that I needed, that I wanted to have, is on my computer. So
why don't we just reschedule it then, Jason? Because I just,
we're gonna do that. We will pick this up next week on next Tuesday, and I'll probably make this a two-part thing. I'll probably do Tuesday and then go over into Wednesday, because I'll be able to get more of the information that I want. phone numbers and hotlines that people can reach out to, because I had all that and I'm trying to pull all that stuff up now. So what I appreciate everyone that did stand by, that called in and stood with me through this. I'm going to ask that you continue to be diligent and be safe out there.
It's the holiday season.
If you're going to be up, if you're going to hook up with somebody, be mindful that this is the holiday season, and a lot of people don't have, because they don't have anybody, they don't care about anybody else. So you got to be careful while you're out shopping. Be careful who you're shopping with. If you don't have to shop after dark, don't shop after dark. Don't do anything. Be careful who you're bringing to your home during this holiday season, and when you have gifts in your house and stuff like that. Be careful of who you allow to bring, other people who bring with you when they come to your house. It's sad that we have to say this, but that's just where we are in 2017, that you just got to be careful of everything, and the people that are around you, because even the people that you think mean you goodwill may actually not mean you goodwill. So we're gonna say goodnight. I do apologize, and we will talk to you all next week.
Good night, y'all.